Because I know what it's like not to have money. Do any damn job. When I first married Estella, I didn't have money. Not a cent. And live home with mom and dad. Which was terrible. Because daddy would tippy-toe up the stairs. I mean, Estella and I were newlyweds. And there I'd be getting it. And I'd glance over at the door and I'd see an eye looking through the peephole. Just an eye. An unblinking one at that. Like CBS was peeking in on me. I could hear the raspy breathing, so I knew it'd be Oscar in there. Every now and then he'd be smoking. A tipper, I'd see smoke come through the keyhole. He'd be there watching me, you know. One time I was too far alone to stop it.
Oh, you're right there.
He starts to say, stop it, son! Get it? That's it. Do some work. Make your daddy proud. I'm like, get away from the door, daddy! Get away!
Yes.
Get away!
Yes.
Get away!
Yes.
Get away! See the chief of Shagra live. Crying out loud, I got up and like, no. Hey, crying out loud, daddy peeking in on me like that did. I still was lying there soaked in sweat. So the next night, I didn't want a repeat performance. So I got some big black masking tape. And I put it over the keyhole slot. So that when we started in, Daddy couldn't peek. So I was feeling unusually vivid. And I could see smoke coming under the door. I could tell that Daddy was trying to watch underneath the door, exhaling his Tipperilla smoke. It was like the devil was watching me. So finally, I said, Estelle, do you really want to do this? I mean, night after night, my daddy's peeking in through the keyhole, trying to see in under the door. She said, I don't really want it. It's a little embarrassed. I said, I'll tell you what. Let's scrape together what money we have, spend the weekend in a hotel. Don't have to worry. She said, okay. I said, all right. All right, let's grab the suitcase. Yeah, she threw all their frilly things in there and bathing suit because they probably had a pool. And I threw in my seal sucker suit in case we were going out eating. Well, you know, we had so much junk in that suitcase, couldn't get it closed. So that's when Estelle said, tell you what, Nino, let me sit on it. I said, nah, tell you what, Estelle, let me sit on it. She said, well, I tell you what, why don't we both sit on it? I said, okay, let's do it. And ba-wham, the door came off the hinges, and there was Daddy standing there, 10 hut, saying, this I gotta see.
Lead us not into temptation. We can find it ourselves.
The Grease Man Show.
Hang on a second. I got a trip from the Massive Impossible Force coming up. So if you're feeling a little rumbling, join us as we heave a Havana straight ahead on Z93.